Welcome to another Carlin and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
So what have you been doing lately, Sean?
Well, I don't go into the city very often, but you know that Illuminate?
Yes.
Sharon and I and a few friends went to that. A number of years ago, Sharon really wanted to do it in Sydney, and so I surprised her. I booked the flights, accommodation, and tickets, and off we – and I sort of made it last minute. Off we went. She loved it. She's into photography. So – and then the one in Adelaide, we went to the Botanic Gardens, and it was fascinating. I really enjoyed it.
They've got a couple on. They've got from the library down to Botanic Gardens. They've got the Botanic Gardens. They've also got one in the zoo.
Yeah, well, we had a quick walk up North Terrace and back to have a look at the little installations, but the zoo one would be interesting too, I think.
The one knock I had about it is there's only like five animal exhibitions in that sort of series, so
okay.
there wasn't a lot.
Well, the Botanic Garden one was, I loved it. It was really interesting. Like they're different displays as you walk through, but lights can be so fascinating, can't they?
And how long did it take you to do it?
I think we went in about 8:30, and we about hour and a half. Maybe 8 o'clock, and we finished at 9:30 because I think it was closing. So about an hour and a half to walk all the way through.
And how many caves do you reckon you did?
I didn't measure it. But you do walk around the whole garden.
Yeah. People tell me they've been pretty tired. Yeah. You know, talking about that on North Terrace, at the library they've got a SNFL exhibition at the moment, a history exhibition. And it's a
– That's right down your alley.
Yeah, 145-year celebration of the when football started here. It was called the SAFA back then. It became that – became the league, and then it became the National League in 1927. So they're celebrating sort of 145 years of basically A-grade footy in this state.
Fabulous. And who set that up? Is that SANFL set that up?
No, look, you know John Halbert, who won the McGill Medal?
John or Jack Halbert.
Yeah, his wife, Christine Halbert, she sort of got along with a couple of other friends, which included paraphernalia from Barry Robin and a few others, including her husband. And they were trying to put on a little bit of a display so people could see it, and it just grew from there. They had originally they were set up for a spot at Football Park, but then Football Park was gone. SNFL went to Adelaide Oval. So they've got a little bit of a display in Adelaide Oval, but they got so much stuff that they had this exhibition in 2017 to celebrate 140 years. It was well received. It was in where the old Bradman Museum used to be in at the library and right through. This time it's sort of more on the concourse up the top, and it's just wonderful.
Sounds great. Now, do you have to get tickets or can you just go in there and have a look?
Basically, you can just go and have a look, but if you go in there with groups, you need to let them know so that they can cater for it.
Okay.
It's all free.
You've been going a few times, you're telling me, with your sporting memories groups.
Yeah, with the sporting memory groups, it was just an idea because I'm a Central District footy historian, so I'm an SNFL historian, so I know what I'm looking at and I can explain things and put stories behind it. And I love doing that and they love me doing it. So it's a perfect marriage.
So this would be your perfect job.
It would be if they had it full time.
So what's your favourite part of the display?
Look, you know, it's funny. There's so much there. I suppose the favourite thing for me, there was this little gold football, which was from the first time a Victorian team played a South Australian team. I loved that. And there was also a little coin that was from the 1878 period, which was from a minor football team, which was a medal found by a farmer somewhere in the country, I think in Yunta. When he was ploughing up, he found this medal, and it's there, and it's wonderful.
What's the medal for?
Oh, I think he might have been his team's best player or something, but it was just to see it there. It was unbelievable.
It's so amazing, like the things that, like, that's just, is that meant to be, or is it just luck?
I don't know, but, you know, there's the actual, the museum or the centre where they keep all the historical items, people donate. They won't buy anything because it sets a precedent. So they get donated a lot of things. And unfortunately, recently with Neil Curley dying, it brought his name to the attention of people in some secondhand stores and that. And they actually found stuff from Neil Curley where he got the best and fairest when he played at Barmer, and they donated that. So, so it's amazing what they're picking up over the years.
Well, I'm just looking at the website, and there's a great picture of Russell Ebert, I mean, that's we've lost a couple of greats, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Neil Curley and Russell Ebert. Is there a display on Russell Ebert?
Well, look, Russell Ebert is sort of like, you know, what you're looking at there with Russell Ebert kicking the ball with the red background. That's the eye-catching signal that you hear, you know. That's the advertising material. It's like
great photo, though, isn't it?
It is, it is. And you know, that was set up, unfortunately, before he died.
Yeah, and it's saying here a seven-metre-wide panoramic photo of Adelaide Oval.
Yes.
On 2015 AFL match day.
You don't that go too close.
Your AFL.
Yeah, you don't go too close, but you come back a bit and look at it. It's magnificent. It takes up almost a whole wall.
And they got some. Have they got different photos of Adelaide Oval over the time period, 145
yeah.
years?
Yeah, they got various photos of Adelaide Oval, Kensington Oval, Hindmarsh Oval, where they play soccer. There used to be a football ground there. Wayville, you know, some of the old grounds are there. There's little bits which tell you history of teams that are no longer with us anymore. You know, some of the superstars, McGarry medalists. There's a what I call a wall of fame, and it's as you're coming up this ramp, which is a long ramp, on the wall there they've got all these photographs of I'd say 200 people, including every club, you know, from Centrals, North, everyone. And there's a little prize. If you can guess every photograph correctly, you get a chocolate frog.
Everyone correctly?
Yes.
And there's 200 photos?
Yes. I can't.
How did you go? Well, if you can't, then probably nobody could.
About 90% I could get.
Wow.
But,
you didn't get like half a chocolate frog for that?
Oh, well, I wasn't aware that I could get one.
Well, you need to go back and try. What's the reaction from the people that you're taking through when you do that with the sporting memories? What sort of reactions are they having?
When can we go again?
Yep.
When can we go again? I mean, the thing is, I take them through and I explain things like, you know, this period and that period and give them little stories that I know. And there's videos there. There's all sorts of things there. And they've said to me, I've had three or four people say to me, when are you going again? Can I come again?
And does it trigger memories for them? Does it bring back emotions for them?
Yes, it does. Like, you know, I remember going to the footy with my dad and seeing Bob Hank playing for West Tarnish. It's really gets into the soul in the SNFL, the culture, what it is. It really hits home.
And I mean, we've spoken about this a few times, and I know obviously you're very passionate about SNFL, but. And it's changing, isn't it? Probably, yeah. From your opinion, not for the better. But for a lot of people, especially the older generations, that's what football was. It was not the VFL, it was the SANFL. And, of course, the younger generation wouldn't probably be aware of that, that the SANFL were what all South Australians used to love to watch.
They've invited school groups to come along and do tours of it, but the take-up has been a little bit poor. I think only one school so far, but that school apparently really enjoyed themselves because they're learning stuff about the culture and the history of the football in this state. But I think there's so much media about the AFL that they think that's like amateur league now. So, you know, whereas it was really almost as strong as what the AFL-VFL used to be.
It was. I'll tell you a quick funny story, maybe not quick, but a funny story. I used to take my classes to the Crows and to Port Power Athlete Development Group so they could have a look around a club and see what, like, an elite-level sport and how it was set up. We went down to Port Adelaide, and the person I took with me, a teacher here from school, he is a Port fan. You've met Nathan McGrath before.
Yep. We've had him on the show.
Exactly. And I went into the office and said, hello, I'm here from Trinity. We've got our – oh, yeah. And Nathan was with me, and the girl said, oh, Russell will be with you shortly. And I didn't know who was going to take us, but when she said, Russell, Nathan's grabbed my arm. He's like, oh, my God, is it Russell Ebert? I said, I don't know. I don't know, Nathan. Anyway, so we went back outside, and next thing, Russell Ebert comes out, and my God, Nathan was beside himself. But, of course, the kids had no idea who Russell Ebert was, and he came over and just introduced himself. Hello, I'm Russell. I'm going to take you for the tour. And, of course, I knew exactly who he was. Nathan did, but the kids had no idea. We then did a little bit of a tour. We went into the one of the rooms where they put on. He had a quick chat about the history of Port Adelaide and spoke about the club. And then he goes, I'm going to show you this video we've got, and put it on. And he said, while that's on, I'm just going to go and grab some other people to come and chat to you. So it was fascinating watching the kids because I went through the history of Port Adelaide, and all of a sudden Russell Ebert is up on the screen. And I said to Nathan, hey, watch this. And I see all the kids sort of looking at the screen and then looking at each other and going, "Is hang on." And they're pointing. And I could see them going, is that the guy? Is that the guy that just is talking to us? And, of course, when he walked back in the room, they had now
appreciate.
They thought, hang on, this guy's a bloody legend. But they didn't know him. And so it's fascinating, isn't it, that kids had no idea. But once they see that history and they understand it, then they can really appreciate it.
That's why I'd like to see school kids take this up. I mean, it's on till October the 16th, so it's on for a while. But, you know, I think the best thing is if mums and dads take their kids so that the mums and dads can probably remember when they went to SNFL games, and it's a good opportunity for them to share their memories. And it's a good way for the kids to be educated in the importance of the history of the SNFL.
Yeah, and we had a little thing here on the weekend, Trinity, which was just we've now got all our banners up of the basketball and netball state champions and national champions. It goes back to 2002, which is a short – it's still 20 years. But Rupert Sapple did a really good presentation and had some photos from the past, and we had players from the past either do videos or were there in present, you know, talking. And I thought, this is great. Like, these current kids don't understand the history. Like, they understand that they've got this opportunity now, but where did the opportunity come from? And back in we're talking 20 years, the early days, what did people have to do to actually make this happen? And I think sometimes, I mean, it's important that the present just live the present, isn't it?
Yes.
But sometimes it's good to stop and reflect and think, hang on a minute, why have I got this opportunity? Who came before me and what did they do that actually helped give me this opportunity? And I think it's important for young people to actually see that.
You know, another point, another good point in regards to former athletes and former basketballs and whatever, if you can get them still involved with the younger generation, like what you were talking about, Russell Ebert, they may then create contacts where the people that have been there before can give their experiences, which can help the young athletes.
For sure. And that's, I mean, that's always the hard thing. Like people like Russell Ebert, you think what the things that he can share could and did share with young footballers. But, of course, that's been lost, but there'll be the new people coming through, the new legends and heroes who will be able to share their story. Now, I remember last year, I think it was you were trying to buy some stuff at auction
for the Gawler
History
Group, which is part of the council.
And part of that, there was some McGarry medals up for
$40,000.
Now, I'm seeing here on that they've got a display of McGarry medals, have they?
Well, look, not only do they have the actual exhibition at the library, they even have a smaller one at the Migration Museum where they've got sort of people that were either born in another country or their parents were. And then at Allied Oval, they've got a special football tour where you can go into a room and see either the original McGarry medals or a replica of the McGarry medal. It's fantastic.
It is good. I haven't done the actual tour at Adelaide Oval. I've done the MCG, and that was much better than I thought it would be. So I might have to get myself along to the library in Adelaide Oval and have a look at this stuff.
The football specific one is, I believe, it's on Sundays at Adelaide Oval. So all you need to do is ring and find out when it's sort of on. But I know I've been through and seen them. You know, well, been there for meetings and things like that. And they've got a whole walkway where they've got all the different clubs and they've got various items for each club at Adelaide Oval. I think it's on the third level. And then they almost a boardroom. You go in there and you can see all the McGarry medals.
You know, it would be good if I knew someone who had a really good understanding of history of SANFL and they could take me along and actually explain stuff to me. Do you know anyone like that?
Yeah. Your partner in crime. You're welcome. You can come along anytime.
I look forward to it.
Well, just remember that at the library there, it's opening hours and it's on to the 16th of October every day. Just get in there and have a quick view next time you're in there.
Yeah, get along, have a look.
So it's another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.